Nexa 3D's desktop 3D printer grew up, meet the Zip Pro. Zen Master Unmun said, "The world is vast and wide. Why do you put on your robes at the sound of a bell?" We can't answer this koan, but if Master Unmun had asked what three new pieces of hardware every engineer should know about, we'd have already reached Nirvana. Reach Nirvana yourself by watching this tech check as a video. Nexa 3D's next 3D printer. Last year we called Nexa 3D's Zip 3D printer a gateway to professional 3D printing, and this month at Rapid Plus TCT Nexa 3D showed us the other side of that gate, the Zip Pro. The Nexa 3D Zip Pro is an industrial-grade resin 3D printer that uses Nexa 3D's proprietary lubricant sublayer photocuring LSPC process, which the company says is 20 times faster than other vat polymerization processes. That speed doesn't come at the cost of part quality. Nexa 3D says the Zip Pro delivers superb surface quality with high accuracy and dimensional stability. We had high praise for the original Zip, and the Zip Pro takes its best qualities and makes them bigger and better. The Zip Pro has a much larger 19.5-liter build volume, compared to 4.5 liters for the Zip, a higher 7K LCD resolution, compared to 4K, a smaller 46 micrometers pixel size, compared to 52 micrometers, and a larger 10-inch touchscreen interface, compared to 5.5 inches. The Zip Pro supports over 19 types of photopolymer resin and counting. Altogether, Nexa 3D is touting the Zip Pro as a new breed of industrial resin 3D printing capable of providing high throughput and production quality at a low operating cost. The new 3D printer is available directly from Nexa 3D and costs $59,995, not including the required service and software fees. Lenovo refreshes its most powerful ThinkPad. One of the most powerful engineering laptops, the Lenovo ThinkPad P16 has entered its second incarnation. The ThinkPad P16 Gen 2 debuted among three new ThinkStation desktops and five new ThinkPad laptops in Lenovo's 2023 workstation lineup. The ThinkPad P16 Gen 2 is a 16-inch powerhouse that features the latest processors in Lenovo's new signature gray chassis with the bright red flourish. The new laptop is configurable with 13th General Intel Core HX series processors, Intel's most powerful mobile chips, and up to the NVIDIA RTX 5000 Ada generation mobile GPU, NVIDIA's most powerful mobile chip, with 16GB of GDDR6 VRAM. Even more impressive is the amount of memory the ThinkPad P16 Gen 2 supports, up to 192GB of DDR5 memory across four SO DIMM slots, overkill for many, but just the right amount of kill for users that routinely work with massive datasets. For those with a lot of data to store, the new laptop offers up to 8TB of cGen 5 storage. The second-gen ThinkPad P16 can be equipped with a 3840x2400-pixel OLED touch display and optional 4G LTE connectivity, though the lack of 5G seems a bit odd for 2023. The laptop provides a solid selection of ports including two Thunderbolt 4, two USB-A, one USB-C, one HDMI, an SD card reader and an audio jack, plus an optional smart card reader. It's got a hefty 94 watt-hours battery to keep the electrons flowing. The ThinkPad P16 Gen 2 will be available in May 2023, though Lenovo hasn't yet announced the starting price. A screen fit for the Buddha. It's not always easy to feel Zen, but it is easy to see it with Asus's latest portable screen, the Zen Screen MB16 QHG. The 16-inch display pairs a 2560x1600 resolution, a 16:10 aspect ratio, with a 120Hz refresh rate for a crisp and smooth screen on the go. Like any good portable screen, the Zen screen is both slim and light. It tapers to 7mm at its edges and weighs 2.6 pounds, 1.2 kilograms. It also has a few features that make it a versatile traveling companion, including an L-shaped hinge that allows users to adjust the screen angle or lay it flat on a table. It also works in both portrait and landscape mode, and switches between them dynamically when connected to a Windows PC. A built-in socket allows the Zen screen to be mounted to a standard tripod stand. The Zen Screen MB16 QHG also has dual USB-C ports, one on each side, so the cable never gets in the way of your optimal setup. The portable display also provides an HDMI port and 3.5mm audio jack. Another reason to like the Zen Screen is its 100% DCI-P3 color gamut and 500 nits of brightness, not as bright as premium smartphone, but probably brighter than the laptop you'd connect it to. For a portable screen, you can't ask for much more than that. Asus has yet to announce the pricing and availability of the new display.